So as we approach Rosh Hashanah, many of us, I know we just finished Rabbi Tarrigan's share about the nature of Rosh Hashanah. Talk about Zman Malchut, accepting Kadosh Baruch Hu. We'll talk about the concept of Tamluchuni Aleichem. But there's one piece that I found that I think is a very unique element of Rosh Hashanah. And that is based on the connection of Rosh Hashanah and Yetziat Mitzrayim, actually. Now, you might say that, okay, many things are connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim, but even Rosh Hashanah is connected to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Come on, right? The truth is, in the bottom source, on the first page, the Shibul Eleket, one of the Rishonim, his brother asked him that the Nusach of the Kiddush and Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Zechla Yetziat Mitzrayim. And he asked the question, I don't understand. Bishlama b'kiddush shel Shabbat. I understand why Kiddush of Shabbat has Zechla Yetziat Mitzrayim, because in Aseret HaDibrot, in Mishnah Torah, in Vayetchanan, it says, Zacharta ki yevei yisav eretz Mitzrayim. Shavuos also, Mishnah Torah k'tibei, in Parashat Rev, Zacharta ki yevei yisav eretz Mitzrayim. Sukkot nami, k'tibo lemani yidu dorotechem. Kiva sukkot oshavti et b'nei Yisrael b'otziotam eretz Mitzrayim. But Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, isn't it just Yom HaDin? Isn't it just, you know, Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Meitim, Ptuchim Lefanecha? Now you want to talk to me about Yehakim Machanik for Zechira Yetziat Mitzrayim? What's the word? Explain, ask the brother of the Shibul Eleket. What's going on? Why are we saying Zechira Yetziat Mitzrayim? That's number one. And he answers in a Gemara. A Gemara that when I first learned it really opened up my eyes. He answers based on the first source, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah and Daf Yud Aleph. That Rabbi Yehoshua said, in Nisan the world was created, in Nisan the Avot were born, in Nisan Meitu Avot, in Pesach Nolad Yitzchak. But then look what it says. But Rosh Hashanah, you might have known this. Nifkada Sarah Rachel V'chana. That's why we read the first day, the Kriya from Parshat Vayira, Vashem Pakaret Sarah. We read Tfilat Chana, the Haftorah. That's all good. But Barosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef mi Beit Asurim. This is not as much talked about, I don't think. On Rosh Hashanah, what happened?
Joseph got out of jail.
And Barosh Hashanah Batla Avodah mi Avotena b'Mitzrayim. Two things. Number one is Yosef got out of jail. Everyone remembers the story of how he got in jail? What? Yeah, it's true. We're not going to focus on that part. We're focusing on, number one, Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Bibeit Asrim. Number two, all of a sudden you always thought about Zechlim Tziyam Trayim, man, leaving Egypt. You think that's a Pesach thing? It's a Rosh Hashanah thing also. But Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Mi Avotena B'Mitzrayim. And only 6 months later, B'Nisan Nigalu and Nisan Atidim Ligael. So the question is, what is the message for us that Rosh Hashanah Yatsa Yosef Mbeit Asurim? And number two, the concept of Batla Avodah Mi'avotenu Mitzrayim. Why is that important to us? Furthermore, in the next Mizmor, we know the Vilna Gaon, Rosh Hashanah starts this week on Wednesday night, Thursday. The truth is, it works out perfectly. The normal Mizmor of Thursday is Mizmor Pei Aleph. But normally, let's say if Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Monday, the Vilna Gaon, if a Mizmor of Rosh Hashanah, basically the minhag of the Vilna Gaon is you would choose a Mizmor based on the stature of the holiday, based on the theme of the holiday. So the Vilna Gaon chose actually Thursday's Mizmor, Mizmor Pei Aleph. And the question is, what is the connection? Why did the Vilna Gaon choose Mizmor Pei Aleph as the Tehillim of Rosh Hashanah? So you might ask, you might answer, no problem, I'll tell you why. You read Pasuk Dalet. He says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel yom chageinu. Right? It's talking about when? It's talking about Rosh Hashanah, yom chageinu is going to be Sukkot. And Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesel, when it's covered up, that's at the beginning of the month, not in the 15th of the month where the moon is already seen. Kesel means covered up. At the beginning of the month, right, it's covered up. And it's talking about Tkiat Shofar. I want to suggest there might be something deeper as we learn the Mizmor together. If we read the Mizmor together, it talks about this idea of Harninu Lelokim Uzenu Hariu, Miloshon of Trua Lelokei Yaakov, the certain happiness. Ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. And then all of a sudden, look what it says. Pasuk Vav. Eidut bihosev samo bitzeto al Eretz Mitzrayim. Svat lo yadati yeshma. All of a sudden it talks about this Eidus, about Yosef. Doesn't even say, it doesn't spell Yosef's name right. It doesn't say bihosev, it says bihosev. What does it have to do with Rosh Hashanah? Again, normally we think about Chana, we think about Akadat Yitzchak. All of a sudden, I think Lefiyani Uzdaiti, the Gemara, and the Vilna Gaon following the Gemara says that Yosef might actually be a very central role or a model for the Ikar Kedusha Sayom. And that is what? Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofrot. That is the makeup of the day, Malchiot, Zichronot, Shofrot. And Yosef seems to be more in the center, more than we thought of Akirat Yitzchak and Chana. Yosef all of a sudden comes, splashes onto the picture, onto the screen. And the question is, what is this about? Rosh Hashanah Yatza Yosef Beit Asurin, and a Rosh Hashanah Batla Avodah Miavotein Mitzrayim. I want to suggest, after I take Mr. Sher's question, that it's possible that Yosef represents, within all of what's going on here, again, he is the paradigm of Malchiot. He embodies Malchiot, Zichron, and Shofrot, and that's why I believe that the Vilna Gaon chose Ms. Morpe Aleph, not just because it says, Tiku b'chodesh shofar b'kes liyom chagenu, but more as we keep reading the Mizmor and understanding the stories behind Yosef, I believe, as the title of the Shir says, that Rosh Hashanah actually might be correctly entitled Zman Chirutenu, the concept of freedom to understand that. But Mr. Sher, you had a question.
Yeah, what was the first answer, being like covered up or something?
No, the simple shot of why the Mizmor of Rosh Hashanah, according to the Vilna Gaon, is Tehillim Perek Pei Aleph, is because of Pasuk Dalet. It talks about the blowing of the shofar, b'kes of the yom chaginu chag, anytime it says chag, just like in Torah Shabbat Peh, stam chag is chag Sukkot. Here also chaginu is referring to Sukkot, but it's talking about when I blew the shofar, b'kes, you know what b'kes means? Kes means to be covered up, because Rosh Hashanah is on the first and the second of the Chodesh Tishrei, which the moon is not full. So it's, quote unquote, a little more darker, and that's the kes. Okay? Okay. So what does it mean that Yosef would actually be the model of Malchiot, Zichronot, and Shofrot? So if you turn the page. Okay. Yosef is known, we'll get to the point of the Yud K, and what exactly was the Eidut. The Pasuk says in Perek Mem Aleph, again, things are going to be a little cut off because of the sheets. Okay, we'll get there. But it says in Breishit Perek Mem Aleph Pasuk Tetzayin, Yosef is known. It's not in front of you because of the sheets are messed up. Vayan Yosef et Paro lemor. What is Yosef known as? Biladai Elokim Yaaneh et Shalom Paro. Yosef, who is known as what? The solver of the dreams. Right? What does he say? That it's what? It's not coming from me. Right? But rather, what is the Eidut? The Eidut is that it's coming from Hashem. This is what the Al-Sheikh says. Again, I apologize that it's not in front of you. That's part of the things that cut off.
It says Samo.
What?
Samo Betzito.
Yeah, which means what?
Could say that it's not from him, it's from Hashem. God put him to be there.
Eidut b'Yosef tzamo, meaning he was placed there. He was placed there. Nice. So if you read the Al-Sheikh says on Tehillim, Eidut b'Yosef. So I wish you have it there, but it's cut out in front of you. It's a different Al-Sheikh. I'll get to that different Al-Sheikh in a second, I promise you. The Al-Sheikh says as follows. Do not think that Yom Adin is a bad thing. And that mitzvah yom b'shofar is what we're used to, is moreh b'hachna'a. And it's this concept of what? Of just being sad. Bechi. He says, Eino sheyom rosh adin liyod yom adin eitzara. Afuch, he says. It's a different model. Because again, what does the beginning of Tehillim say? It says, Harninu, lashon of rina. Right? For those people that have been with me a little bit throughout Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, we know that there's a chiyuv of simcha in Rosh Hashanah. This a lot of times breaks some of the myths that Rosh Hashanah is, ugh. The guy's got to be sad and depressed and like, just be down. No. All of a sudden, there's a certain paradox in the day also. It's not just liyod yom adin etzara. Rather, rak oz v'tova li Yisrael. Hine edut lazeh, explains the Alshech. Ki ayom shel Rosh Hashanah, it's a din who of rachamim v'tov latovim. And he says, you see this in the name of what the Tehillim says. Be Yosef Shmo. Eidut zehu yitbarach. Lama. Sheshem Yurkei. What does Shem Yurkei stand for? He says it represents the concept of a lack of arayot, the concept of loyalty. Kiaokein, this is the concept that he says, Laskir Shem Yurkei akol mishbacha, as it says in Sefer Bamidbar, Palui, Achanochi, ki Shem Yurkei, Eidut Yisrael, that they are loyal. Shehem Bnei Avotam. Shul Dati says, Al ki Shem Ze, the famous Gemara, that says, Bish'ish v'ishto, right, the Yud and the He, of the Ish and the Isha, then Shechina Shruya Bneim, the loyalty. And this is what Yosef represents. Why does it have, we asked, the misspelling of Bi Yosef, Yud He, okay? Sheyur ke me'id shelo chata ba'adnuto. As we're about to say. We're going to explain that even clearer in one more second. But he quotes our Gemara. Ki berosh ha'shana yatsami beit ha'asurim. V'ra'a asher amalo yitbarach ki hu uzu lifni mishurat adin. Ki alo b'li adraga ya ki betzeto me'asawar miyad. Hayal eretz b'moshe l'alel. Unbelievable. The loyalty. What happened? The second he left. What happened? The second he left jail, what happens? Yeshua Hashem terrifying, he becomes what? The viceroy of Egypt. How does that happen? How does that happen? Then Eved becomes a gedula like that. It doesn't happen. But the Midah Labriut, Midah Rosh Hashanah, this Eidut, She'amarti Eidut B'Yosef Shmo Lodot Ki Me'Hashem Aitalo. This is not something that just because he's what? Because he's very bright. Because he's a Baal Chalomot. No. Velomi paro al pitro chalomohu. This is within the name already, the Alshech says. We see that this is the concept of number one of Malchiyot. Because the Psukim say that he himself represents that it's all what, as we had said, Biladai Elokim Yanet Shalom Paro. Yosef says, Paro, it's not me. Biladai. No, 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 not that. But what? It's without you, God. I couldn't do it. This is what the Psukim say in front of you. Again, not totally in front of you. We'll get there soon, I promise. What does the Psukim say? Vayomer paro al avodav, hanimsa kaze isha sheruach Elohim bo, perek memalv pasuk lamechet. Vayomer paro al Yosef, acharei odi alim otcha, et kol zot in navon v'chachom kamocha. What does Paro think? Yosef's the
smartest
and wisest. Atati al beiti v'apicha isha koami. Only me, Paro says. Raka kisei egdam imeka. And then what does he say? Vayasa paro etaboto me'al yado, v'yitein ota yad Yosef. V'yabesh oto bigdei sheish. Right? He has malchus. He's mamash malchus, like that. But what happens? V'yomar paro Yosef, ani paro, u'biladecha lo yarim me'ish et yado, b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. V'yikra, then paro, shame Yosef, he changes his name. Tzafna paneach, as we will talk about. So what do we see from these psukim? This concept that what? If you would have read the Psukim, it sounds like it's all about Paro. Paro is seeing that he's a Chacham, and then what happens? And Yosef's, you know, in the right time, in the right place. Already in the Tehillim, it's telling us, and Yosef, within his act, what does he say? Shem Shamayim was always Shagur Befiv. He was always saying, Shem Hashem, Biladai Elokim Yaneh Shalom Paro. It's God. And this you have in front of you in page 2. What happens when it comes to Ishat Potiphar? The Pasuk says in Perek Lamed Tet, she comes on top of him. In Perek Lamed Tet, Pasuk Tet, what does it say? Inenu gadol b'bayit hazeh mimeni. V'lo chasach mimeni me'uma. Ki motach b'ashirat ishto. Ve'eich e'eseh hara'a hagdala hazot v'chatati le'elohim. So it sounds like two separate things. Number one is what? The only reason, right? I am what?
It's a very similar situation to what he has with Paro. He's the greatest in the whole house, except one person, which is the father. But I still,
So there are three ways to understand this. Number one, as Daniel said, look at the Radak. The first part is, it's two separate things. Number one, Enini gadol b'bayit hazeh, mishu gadol mimeni. The only person who's in charge of me is Paro. And how could I lie to him? Ich ashakerbo, he did all this good for me. Kimo tach b'asherat ishto. And then there's a second piece, either a continuation, ve'cheseh aragadol lazot, to sleep with his wife and lie to him. And furthermore, part two, which is what? Ve'chatati le'lokim. That I'm going to sin to God, who commanded us about gilui arayot. It says, v'davak b'ishto, and not be'eshet chavirot. Two separate points. Number one is, how could I lie to a person who put me into a tremendous state like this? And number two, ve'od chatati le'elokim. That's one pshat. A second pshat that Al-Sheikh says is it's one and the same. Eich e'eseh hara'a hagdola zot, Yosef says, to be an ingrate, liot kafui tova. What's the eich e'eseh? In any gadol b'bayit hazeh? It's a continuation. If I'm now going to have the midah of an ingrate to Abasar Badam, guess what's going to happen? I'm then going to be an ingrate to who? To Hashem. So it fits in right beautifully. Because if I do that, guess what? It will be a built-in characteristic. And then I'll be Chatati Lelokim also. I'll continue what? I'll continue having that midah ra'ah of Kafui Tova also. However, there's a third way to understand it, which again is, just to remember what we're saying here, that Yosef is the model of Malchuyot, of loyalty to Hashem, of being able to be Shem Shamayim Shagur B'Ficha. It's very much that you can read this as what? Eineni gadol b'bayit hazeh mimeni, v'lo chasach b'ne mima ki'im otach b'ashar yishto. It's true. If it would just be Musari, whether it's l'shaker bo, I have a karas atov, or not to be a kavoy tova, it's true. How can I do this thing? But the truth is, I was still going to do it. After all of my morality, we know so many people, it's so moral, but then the Yetzer Hara is so strong. The Yetzer Hara is so strong. But I have such a karas atov, it's true. The Yetzer Hara is so, so strong. I mentioned in this past week's parsha, it says, "Ubacharta b'chayim." Right? It says, "Re'ei natati lefanecha et ha'chayim v'et ha'mavet ha'bracha v'ha'kala ubacharta b'chayim l'man tichye ata v'zarecha." Rashi says a mashal there. It says, choose life. And Rashi says that he quotes a mashal of what? Of like a father taking the son and saying, like literally holding his hand, putting it, taking the son and putting it in the palace, choose this beautiful thing, this manat goroli, because Hashem manat kosi. He says, choose this. The question I had last week when learning this is, why does Rashi, when he's giving him, well, I don't understand that. What is this mashal adding me? Ubacharta b'chayim, choose life. What's the question? What is this parable that Rashi's teaching me? That he takes me in my goral, he shows me bror l'cha yafez, the language of Rashi. Choose this one. What's the vart? What's the deep shot in Rashi? Rashi says, "Ani lo bati lefarish pshuto shel mikra." He quotes a mashal to strengthen something. The answer is, I believe, I learned with one of my talmidim. I don't remember who it was now. Nobody here, but it was. We were discussing. I think the pshat is because it's true. Isn't it so obvious? You should be choosing chayim. But the answer is what? Because the mavis and the darkness, which is objectively dark. It's the wrong thing. But the Yetzer Hara is mitchadesh b'chol yom. And it's so, so enticing that if I don't have what? If I don't have Yirat Shamayim, if I don't have Abba of Yaakov Avinu, Chakuk al Kisei Kvodecha, Chakuk al Libcha, then what? You would fall. How do you read this pasuk? It's very possible to read in any gadol v'bayit hazeh mimeni. I have such a karas atov. V'lo chasach mimeni meuma. Ki motach bashirat ishto. Eich eser ha'gdola hazot. It's incredulous. How would it be possible that I would do this? The answer is he would do it. Unless v'chatati l'elokim. Aval. Vav is a vav anigud. It could be the only reason, as the Midrash says, Shalonagaba is why? Mipnei Yirato. It's because of the Yira. Yosef is that model of Kabbalat Malchut Shamayim. This idea of being Malchut, of Shem Shamayim, of Yirat Hashem upon him. And this is what, in the Tefillah of Rosh Hashanah, in the Malchut, what do we say? We say, Uvechein, Tein, Pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu HaKol Ma'asecha. And there was a, Soloveitchik quotes in his sefer, there was a psychiatrist who wanted to remove this nusach in the tefillah. He didn't like this tefillah. Why did he not like this? Why do you think he didn't like this? Because pachat's not a good thing. Right? Is pachat a good thing? Right? Fear. Right? Remove pachat. It's not a healthy psychological status. So Rav Soloveitchik says, no. It's true, in an individual, if a person's always living with pachad, it could paralyze him. It's true. But there is one senior pachad that could squash all other fears, and that one pachad, v'chein tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu, is when you have malchut Hashem. This is Yosef as the paradigm, the embodiment of Malchiot. Question so far? Zichronot. If you continue on, in the pages in front of you, Zichronot. Again, the same pasuk of Eich Eseh Hara'a Gdola Azov Chatati Lelokim, maybe a fourth interpretation, is not of Yirat Shamayim, but it's what I mentioned before for the Midrash, is he says, how am I going not to sin? Not because I have pure Yirat Shamayim, but what am I going to do? I'm going to remember. The Midrash says that what? Sha'alah bida'ato l'shachiv ima. He thought to what? To sleep with her. But ra'a d'mut aviv b'chalon u'pirish mimena. V'otan neis karam shi'iyah. He remembered what? He remembers his Abba. There is a tremendous, tremendous emphasis in the story of Zichronot dealing with what? Dealing with Yosef. V'lo zachar sara et ha-mashkim et Yosef v'yishkacheu. He didn't remember. He didn't remember Yosef. Furthermore, some of the psukim that you don't have. Vayikra Yosef. Yosef himself calls his son. What does he call him? It's Shem Abachor Mina Shewai. Ki Nashani Elokim. Et Ko Amaliv Et Ko Beit Avi. What does Nashani mean? Forgetful. Let me forget all of this stuff that happened to me in Mitzrayim. What happens in Shemot? Perek Aleph. Vayaka Melech Hadash Al Mitzrayim. Asher Lo Yadat Yosef. What does it mean? What happens here? People forgot part of Yosef is forgetting. There's an incredulous midrash that the Hamak Dover explains, that Netziv explains. Mishemet Yosef, they stopped doing Brit Milah. Stop doing Brit Milah. Says the Netziv, Vu Tamua. What's the correlation between Mitat Yosef? The answer is that when Yosef was there, he was shomer on the Brit Milah. He says, you're going to live in Goshen. You're going to be able to know who you are, remember who you are. But when Mate Yosef, Kavu Diratam Gam Mitzrayim, they stopped doing Brit Milah. We're going to say we're going to be like the Mitzrayim. And they didn't remember that what? That they're Yehudim. Why is Yosef known as Yosef HaTzadik? Anybody know? Why is he known as Yosef HaTzadik? In Tzadik, exactly. So that's even more of a problem. Even more of a problem. So why is he known as Yosef HaTzadik? If you look at the Rambam.
Because he did not allow the Be'echav. He could have hurt his brothers, but he didn't.
So, okay. Definitely could be. But we will see within the Rambam why he calls him a Tzadik. Okay? I really apologize about the source sheets. It was messed up by the printing. Before we get to that, one other piece. So that's the Zichronot. Tremendous amount of Zichronot when you're dealing with Yosef. What do we have? One other piece? Right. Yeah.
How is he Zichronot if people forgot him? I don't know. Isn't that contradictory?
Meaning why? No. So I said the concept of Zichronot is what? He himself could have what? Was about to sin, but what did he remember? Remember his father. And what I'm saying is that within his life, there's a lot of people forgetting. He's surrounded with Zichronot also. That's the Haben Yakeli Ephraim also. The beginning of Mitzrayim is all about what? If they forgot about him. I mean, Yosef represented the remembering of what's Ikar and Tafel also.
So how do we fit with Menashe? Why is he calling his son like, let me forget? Like,
why should forget the Mitzrayim?
Yeah.
That's a separate chishuv there. There's some beautiful interpretations there also.
The most beautiful part of the Zichronot is the Milah. That's the most interesting piece. Why would they forget Milah just because
of Yosef?
Because
that's the part of the thing. So what he's asking about the Nashani Elokim, the concept of Shikha, all I was saying for that example, without going into details about that, is the relationship, but there's a lot of Zichronot in Shikha. I'm a Kabbalah, your question. The Shofarot part of Yosef, which is a little more clear, is that as we said that the day they left, what is the reason for Tkiat Shofar? So we all know Rav Sadja Gaon brings down 10 reasons. The Radak on this Tehillim, pretty frustrating. You don't have the good you don't have the source. Oh, you do have the sources. Go to the fourth page. I was going to bring it back afterwards. The Radak says in Perek Pei Aleph Pasuk Vav. You don't have it. Wrong one. The Rambam in Perek Pei Aleph Pasuk Dalet. It's the wrong one. Tiku Bachodesh Shofar. Venire says, you know, it's the reason of Tkiat Shofar Barosh Hashanah. The Radak says it's because of this Gemara. Lefi Shebatlu Avotenu Me Avodatam. Venachu Migiatam Beyom Hazeh. The Radak says, you know, what's the reason why Tkiat Shofar Barosh Hashanah? I'm pretty positive you haven't heard about this Radak till now. It's an amazing Radak. He says the reason for Tkiat Shofar Rosh Hashanah is because we stopped being Avadim on Rosh Hashanah. V'nachu migiatam b'yom hazeh. And we stopped with all of our work there. V'atrua, when we're blowing the Shofar Rosh Hashanah, hu siman shiluach Avadim. The Trua as the Yom Kippur and Yovel. Which is a siman l'shiluach avadim. You blow the shofar on the Jubilee year of Yom Kippur to what? Tell the owners, get away. Right? Send out your avadim. V'tzeitam reshut adonaihem. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us to blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah. For what purpose? Ki bayom hazeh batla avoda v'ayta hatchalat chirutenu. The shofar represents that just like Yosef left jail, there's a certain amount of zman chirutein. The shofar says that what happens, you have to know how to be free. That Rosh Hashanah says about freedom. So the point that the Gemara, when talking about Yosef, he's called Yosef the Shofar. On one level, it should be beautiful. But on another level, they're known what? Yosef's known that he says, Ana Mizera Yosef Kasina. It's a Gemara Bab Mitzia Pei Dalet. But the Lo Shalta Ba Ina Bisha. Yosef is known as what? He's under the radar of the Ayin Hara. Right? On a certain level, Yosef, when he reveals himself to his brothers, there's kol bechi. It's a lot of crying, very similar to the shofar. They're astounded. Right? Everybody remember that whole idea? V'lo yachol Yosef litapek l'cho anitzavim. Allah, vayikro, tzio kol ish mi'alai, he's crying. Just like the, there's crying there. A lot of times you hear the shofar. What is the shofar? The shofar is the same rebuke. Because everybody asked, there's a very important Beis HaLevi, which you have a half of it in the sources. Only a half of it, unfortunately. The Beis HaLevi quotes the Midrash that says here, Oy lanu miyom adin, Oy lanu miyom atochacha. The question is, what do you mean, Oy lanu miyom adin? Where is he? He says, Ani Yosef ha'or avichai. What's the rebuke here? And the Beis HaLevi goes on to say that you're trying to tell us about Binyamin. He says, he may be pasuk zeh, you at least have some of it. In the sheet here, in the Beis HaLevi.
You have part of it here.
All of Divrei Yehuda, when arguing with Yosef, was all about caring about the Tsar of Aviv. Ki eich el Aviv. How am I going to tell him without my son? Va'nar yal el Aviv. And at the same time, he's saying, Ha'od Avichai. He knows that his father's alive. He hasn't left. So what's he saying, Ha'od Avichai? What's the question? On this, the Midrash Rabbah says, Amar Abba Koin Bardala, Erev Rosh Hashanah, Oy lanu miyom adin, Oy lanu miyom tochacha. Yosef, who is the katan of all the Shvatim, the brothers can't answer. Ki nivalu mipanav, when we come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to rebuke each and every one of us, what are we going to do? The question is, where's the tochacha? And the answer the Beis HaLevi says is what? The Medr Shahir is saying that it's not Ani Yosef Ha'or Avichai. There's no pius here. Because the second time he says what? Ani Yosef Achichem. Remember, I'm your brother. He doesn't say at the beginning, Ani Yosef Achichem. There's no pius. He says, Ani Yosef, you're so worried about Binyamin? How about me? You weren't so worried about me when you sold me. Ani Yosef, remember me? Meaning, what's the tochacha? The tochacha is within everything that we're going to cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam in a couple of days. We're going to have to think very carefully to say that we're not hypocrites. Oh God, I want to do if I had more time. And what's Hashem going to do? So in the 1980s, he would have showed us a nice video to say, oh, you don't have more time? And he would play the video. In the 90s, he would show us a DVD. You know, and maybe he would tell us, okay, at the end, you finished the movie. Now we're in 2013. He has his own app that says Daniel, the movie, right? And he says what? This is it! You tell me you didn't have enough money to give Stucco? Very nice, yeah, but look at that. You're playing fantasy football. You spent $1,000 there, right? Both football and soccer. It works both ways, right? Ani Yosef, doesn't matter. Ani Yosef, I don't want to be mitamei. Ha'od Avichai. You're so worried about what? You're so worried about Binyamin? You didn't worry about me. Meaning, Yosef, when it comes to the shofarot, the representative is Yosef is the model of freedom. The concept of coming out of jail on Rosh Hashanah is the model of shofarot, of siman, of shiloh avadim, and saying, I have to take responsibility of the hitchachut of the shana to be able to say, what are my choices? That is what the shofar represents. It is man chirutenu. It is Rosh Chodesh times 1,000. It is ha Rosh Chodesh of hitchachut. Of us being able to say, can I look myself in the mirror, look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the face and say, I'm not going to be more a heter, I'm not going to rationalize with my decisions. And this is Yosef being the model of freedom of the Baal Tshuva. Because when the Rambam says about Hilchos Tshuva, what does he say? He says that there's the concept of changing the name. There's a concept of what, as we know, Yosef changed his name, leaving the city, Golem and Komo, giving Staka. Yosef, being the model of Malchiyot Zichronon Shofrot, it's not just by chance that I believe, Ufianius Daiti, that the Vilna Gaon chose this Mizmor. Because if you look at the Mizmor, it's this loyalty. It's this concept of being Shema Ami Va'idabach, the Edut here. Lo Yebecha El Zar. It's not coming and doing Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayot. But it's the Anochi Hashem Elokecha Malcha Meretz Yisrael. It's a mini Aseret HaDibrot. It's us being Mekabel upon ourselves. Harchapich Vamaleu. It's the anti of the Bishri, of Bishrirut Libi Eilech that we read in this week's parsha. Of Ashalchiyu Bishrirut Libam Yechu. Do whatever you want. Because we have the ability to walk within the Derech of Hashem. Because if not, then our enemies will destroy us. And one way to understand it is if we do what we were supposed to do, then the last pasuk is Vayachileu Mechelev Chita. Mitzur Dvash Aspieka. That's why we have the honey cake on Rosh Hashanah. Where we have the ability to follow Yosef as that model of Malchiyot Zichronon Shofrot, of the Siman, of having Shem Hashem, becoming a more theocentric person as a individual, to remember our Avot, to be loyal in the Yud Kei of Edut Bi Yosef, and at the same time, being the Shofar, when we hear the Shofar, to remember, like the Shofar of the Yovel, to take responsibility of freedom. Bezrat Hashem, with that, will not be a Yom Adin of just being afraid, but it will be one that will be able to stand to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I'm not a hypocrite. And we won't say, Olanu b'yom adin, or Olanu b'yom atochacha. But rather we'll say, Harninu. We'll say, Tiku out of Simcha, that we're able to be loyal, able to take responsibility for our own choices. And we should have a ksiv v'chsima tov and a chag sameach. That's all, folks. I have to get it back, unfortunately. As much as you want, please, Simcha. Please do.